We're allowed to go and greet others who were dying. My next vivid recollection after this was of looking down from about ceiling height onto a bed on which lay a very emaciated body. There were white-coated doctors and nurses around it. I yelled out to them, but they couldn't hear me. I could see everything clearly and felt warm, safe, and peaceful. In a few moments, I was looking up at them and feeling a sensation of intense disappointment. I had come back from something so lovely and so utterly satisfying. 2 days later, the doctor told me that I was lucky I didn't die. I told him that I did. He looked at me in a strange way and scheduled me for psychological evaluation. I learned to keep my mouth shut about that from that time on. Now, one of the problems we have in researching near-death experiences is that, for the most part, they're retrospective. We're getting accounts from people who had the experience at some time in the past. That leaves open the question of how reliable memories of NDEs really are. Some authors have speculated that memories are embellished over the years, and particularly that the sense of well-being and peace and the pleasantness of the experience gets embellished over time. Because we've been studying these experiences for 4 decades now, we're able to address this question. Starting in 2002, I started trying to reconnect with people I had interviewed in the 1980s about their near-death experiences.